This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The $1.9 trillion stimulus the Biden administration labeled the American Rescue Plan from March of this year includes an unprecedented $20 billion for tribal governments, but tribal leaders are bracing themselves for challenges given what happened under pandemic stimulus passed under Donald Trump and the last Congress a year earlier. That was called the CARES Act. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Leaders of the Eastern Shoshone tribe in Wyoming are used to planning for every dollar that comes their way, but not last year.
The money came at us quick and it was a flurry.
That's Karen Snyder, the tribe's pandemic response coordinator. She says the Eastern Shoshone received close to $14 million in badly needed CARES Act aid, but the tribe had just 6 months to spend it.
I just don't think that deadline was ever realistic, nor was it conducive to us doing good planning.
Close to half the money was paid out directly to tribal citizens, and the tribe prepaid for materials and labor contracts to weatherize elders' homes ahead of the deadline. Then, just days before that deadline, Congress extended it by another year to the end of 2021.
Very counterproductive for them to wait till the final hour.
Biden's American Rescue Plan gives tribes through 2024 to spend their new aid money. Eric Henson researches reservation economics at Harvard. He says that timeline allows for spending on what tribal communities really need, improvements to healthcare, housing, and water infrastructure.
Because that's the platform upon which you can lift yourself up going forward.
But it's not yet completely clear what's allowed. And last year, Henson says tribes received little guidance about spending decisions. This time, he says,
Treasury should have a team of people in place who are equipped to field an inquiry like that pretty quickly.
And there was another problem with last year's CARES Act, the allocation formula used to divide the money. The tribes argued it relied on flawed federal data about each tribe's population, so many tribes lost out on millions in aid. Some successfully sued the federal government for their fair share. This time around, Karen Snyder says she's relieved the allocation formula will use self-reported tribal population numbers.
This is the biggest injection of funding into Indian country that's probably going to ever happen in my lifetime.
If the disbursement is done correctly, she says the money will be transformative. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.